where does that stand in your career so far in terms of a victory like that? You contributed yourself, but a great team effort, particularly involving the younger players.
Yeah, definitely. It was a really good team performance. Probably one of the best wins I've played in. We had a great win here against New South Wales a couple of years ago. That probably sits up there, if not better, to be as involved as I was personally. So, unbelievable effort from the boys.
Just before we touch on your individual performance, you had a great partnership with Campbell Kellaway, obviously Fergus O'Neill featuring at the end. Must be some great excitement surrounding the youth who seem to be adapting to Shield pressure pretty well.
Yeah, exactly. I think we had a really good finish to end of last season with a very similar team, and it just continues to build. I think the 11 we've got now is sort of quite cemented, and as you say, these guys are continuing to build a lot of confidence at this level, and a high-pressure situation there to see Fergus come in clutch at the end is amazing for his development. So really proud of all the boys.
What about the fact that you had a lot of things going through your head at the start of the morning? You're probably thinking about declarations, you're thinking about your own individual performance. How do you compartmentalise what's going on in your head? And obviously, as a skipper, that's what you've got to do.
Yeah, exactly. There was a bit going on. I think the declaration part was all right. We were pretty clear on that. We wanted 7 overs with the new ball, and it actually, the scenario that ended up 270 off, 87, was exactly what we wanted. And then, at the end there, obviously a lot going through the head, but had older guys to lean on. Petey, Hanscom, Trav Dean, Marcus Harris, Scotty Boland, just to name a few. Well, that's mostly the older guys, but to lean on those guys out there is amazing.
What about your performance, particularly with the bat, 66 in tough batting conditions? How did you see the wicket, and how did you negotiate with that in general with the way you play?
I was probably pretty lucky the time I came out, it just stopped doing as much. It was a bit of a new ball wicket towards the end there. I've struggled a little bit this season, so it was a really clear scenario where I could just go out and be positive and not sort of worry about my own form and see ball, hit ball in a way. And luckily you got a few runs with Campbell there.
And what about with the ball as well? You can feel the sense of momentum building amongst the team, particularly late in the day.
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty easy to jump on the back of big Scotty Boland. He hardly missed for the amount of overs he did. He was unbelievable. So makes it easy when you've got a guy like that to bowl alongside of. And I felt good. Was able to click a little bit in the second innings, and then Pez, Fergus O'Neill and Dougie Warren had a nice debut as well.
How do you celebrate? I know there'd be tempered celebrations because there's still a long season ahead, but it must be a great morale booster for the team.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have a few beers tonight and enjoy that one. You don't get wins, Shield cricket wins like that, especially out in the MCG very often. Dougie Warren's first game. Yeah. So there's plenty to be proud of. So we'll have to tip a few back tonight for sure.
It was a great celebration from Dougie Warren as well. Will, really appreciate your time. Enjoy the victory as well.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Will Sutherland there, the Victorian skipper. Well, that does it for this Marsh Sheffield Shield Clash. Will.